Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's bring in Mayor Caggiano here on Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080. Mr. Mayor, first of all, congratulations and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Happy New Year to you as well.
You know, we don't have a ton of time. When did you know you really, I mean, obviously you always thought you had a shot, but when did you know that you had a good shot to win that election?
You know, I think things started to change in August, and we did an awful lot of groundwork, and we talked to a lot of people knocking doors. We found that people were really looking for a change. It's something that I think we should look at in elections moving forward as well. Right. People have been through now 3 years. We just hit the third anniversary of this pandemic, and people are, you know, kind of tired of government trying to solve this, the problems of society. And in all honesty, we're not quite there yet with the pandemic.
Yeah.
The government has tried to do a lot.
So what are some of the things that you've tried to, I mean, it's been a very short time, but, you know, what have you tried to do that's different so far?
Well, you know, actually one of the first things I did when I got into office, which hasn't been publicized yet, is I took off our emergency order. So in March of 2020, the then mayor declared a state of emergency within the city, and that had never been revocated. And so, you know, we've been functioning very well, I think, the last month and a half, even though the pandemic has reared its ugly head again. You know, we got rid of that.
And, what's in place when you do a state of emergency? What changes effectively in government?
Yeah, well, I think that is a great debate. Not much changed here in Bristol, which I think is good news, but it does leave the option open, as we see on the state level, for the governor or, in my case, it would have been the mayor, to kind of do what they think they need to do. But, you know, government can still work without that. We handed out almost 7,000 kits that the state gave us. We've given out masks. We've performed functions around COVID. We're offering COVID testing for everybody, and we're doing that in the normal course of business.
You know, one thing I remember talking to you before the election, we're talking with Jeff Caggiano, the mayor of Bristol, was you thought the pace of development was slow, right? You wanted to see things happen more quickly.
Yep.
In Bristol. How are you going to go about accelerating some of these development projects?
Well, you know, we have to make sure that that's the priority focus and that we take our eye off other things that are not as important. And again, the social issues aren't unimportant, but really government has three main functions, right? We have to run our schools locally. We have to take care of public safety, which is fire, police, and public works, and then, you know, get out of the way. For me, the downtown development is a long story of 60 years of missteps, to be honest. I see the pictures of downtown Bristol in 1961, before I was even born, three generations ago, as busy as could be. And we decided to revitalize downtown, and it's kind of been empty since. So my goal will be to make sure that we do not have a parcel of land downtown that the city owns, hopefully by the end of our two-year administration here. So it's been a lot of work and effort on that. A lot of that is behind the scenes, working with potential developers, working with the state even, because, you know, we're working with the state to create some open space downtown as well as part of this, and we have land grants and all this kind of stuff happening. So that's where we need to be. We need to be out of the real estate market in the next couple of years.
You know, it's funny, you said two-year term, and, you know, I think it was when I was talking with your predecessor about this. I mean, it strikes me as kind of nuts not to have 4 years to do this job. And I know that it's a sort of a bipartisan thing. It's almost procedural. Where are you or where are we in getting the Bristol mayor position a four-year position?
So it's one of the very few things that I've been able to do. You know, government moves slowly, as you said, but we have impaneled a charter revision committee, and they will start to meet the end of February. And the first thing I'm going to ask them to do is look at a four-year term. I also want to be very clear here. We have eight-year term limits. One of the big reasons that I think I'm sitting in this office today is because that was challenged as an illegal in quotation marks, and that's what people voted for in 2013. So we're going to try to get the voters of Bristol to be able to look at a ballot question this year that will take the current two-year term and make it a four-year term, but still, very importantly, keep it to an eight-year term limit for mayor. I think it's the right thing to do. I do think it has a lot of repercussions, this two-year term. Over the past 15 years, we've had now, I'm the fourth mayor with downtown being empty, and these projects take a little time to get done.
Right.
So I think we need to be looking longer term, and a four-year term makes all the sense in the world.
So it reflects more closely like what the U.S. president does.
U.S. president, governor, you name it. This is the way everybody else works. I'm not sure why Bristol decided to do just 2 years in conjunction with the council. Remember, we'll have the council stay 2 year terms.
Right.
So if you don't like what the mayor's doing, turn the council over.
Right. And also, it needs to be clear, too, that this is not something you're pushing for as some sort of power grab. This is something that's been discussed in previous administrations, and you're just trying to execute what's been tried to be done in the past. So, I mean, I think that's important.
Yeah, and even more importantly than that, to say very clearly, is since 2016, I've been advising, as the Republican town chair at that point, the Charter Revision Committee, and both myself and previous mayor have been on the same page on this one.
Yep.
So this is not a partisan move at all. As a matter of fact, we will have a Charter Revision Committee that will be nonpartisan, where we have the ability to make, you know, more Republican representation because we are in power. And we went after people that I think many people would look to be political, I guess, adversaries.
Right.
But they all have long-term charter revision experience, and that's an important thing.
All right, Mr. Mayor, congratulations, and thanks for coming on the show.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.
Mayor Jeff Caggiano from Bristol.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.